This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Spring is a favorite time of year on the farm. Mama cows are welcoming their calves, the fields are green, and everything feels a little more vibrant with life. There's also nothing quite like watching a spring sunrise on the farm, and when farm families look out, they are proud of all they have done and what are still doing to keep farmland healthy and productive. Farm families work every day to restore the land passed down from previous generations. Those stories aren't unique, as thousands of American farmers and ranchers rise each day to grow a safe, sustainable food supply while leaving the land better than they found it. Numbers from the Environmental Protection Agency continue to show that U.S. farmers and ranchers are leading the way in caring for our land, air, and water. According to the latest numbers from EPA, released just last week, U.S. agriculture reduced its overall emissions by 4.3% from 2019 to 2020. The numbers get even more impressive when Farm Bureau economists break down emissions per capita. With a growing population and increased needs for food, fuel, and fiber, farmers are rising to the challenge through efficiency and sustainability practices. Over the last 30 years, ag emissions per capita in the U.S. have gone down 20%. We are making a big impact when it comes to farming sustainability. U.S. farms are producing more food, feed, fiber, and renewable fuels without using more resources, while helping to conserve water and soil, enhance biodiversity, and conserve energy. We produce nearly three times more than we use in resources, thanks to innovation and precision ag technology. To put it another way, it would have taken around 100 million more acres 30 years ago to produce what we do today. We should be proud of what we have achieved together as farmers and ranchers, but that doesn't mean we're saying our work on sustainability is done either. Farmers and ranchers are always looking to do better, and I am excited for our future for our children and grandchildren. We also need to increase funding to support groundbreaking research at our land-grant universities. The work in these labs will fuel our efforts as tomorrow's tools come from today's research. Farmers can't build on our sustainability gains alone either. We must continue to work together across the food chain. It's great to see companies taking steps to partner with farmers through incentives and grants that help them build on sustainability efforts. In just a couple of weeks, USDA will announce the first round of pilot projects chosen in its Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. This program will soon be a reality because we came to the table, told our story, and demonstrated how farmers and ranchers should be treated as partners in sustainability. That shift in the conversation happened because of your work and dedication and our work together as a Farm Bureau family and in our historic alliance with food, agriculture, forestry, and environmental groups. We marked Earth Day this week. As many farmers like to say, every day is Earth Day on the farm. But that isn't just a nice sentiment for us. We back those words with our actions and our way of life. Sustainability is just what we do 365 days a year. AFBF's Ag Innovation Challenge offers rural entrepreneurs a chance to help grow and innovate. Dusty Reynolds of Bird's Eye Robotics, a company developing a robotic way to identify and remove mortality from poultry operations, was the runner-up last year. Reynolds explained in a recent newsline that the contest offers many benefits. He said the cash is great, but honestly, it's the contacts, it's the relationships, it's the exposure that you're just not going to get if you hunker down in your office and just focus on your screen all day. Applications for the 2023 Ag Innovation Challenge are due at the end of the month. Every advocate takes a journey when they decide to do something, from making the decision to take an initial action to becoming a key advocate for an organization or issue. Over the past few years, legislative advocacy has evolved by adapting current marketing strategies employed by the business community using a customer-centric approach called the customer journey. The approach builds trust with customers by rewarding them for their continued engagement, moving them from satisfied to loyal customers. If Earth Day is about demonstrating support for environmental protection, count U.S. farmers and ranchers among those accomplishing the goal. America's growers are feeding more people while minimizing their greenhouse gas emissions and overall environmental footprint. Entrepreneurs who are solving challenges faced by farmers in rural communities are encouraged to enter the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses, with the winner taking home $50,000 in startup funds. Learn more and apply online at fb.org/challenge by April 29th. Farm Bureau women across the country are invited to attend the new and improved Women's DC Fly-In, now known as the ACE, or Advocate, Cultivate, Empower Summit. This event has expanded to a two-day event, offering more learning sessions and advocacy training opportunities for Farm Bureau women. The ACE Summit occurs every other year in even years with the purpose of building a sustainable future by growing women leaders, engaging them with lawmakers, and advancing agricultural advocacy. The ACE Summit is open to all Farm Bureau women. Despite the conflict being on the other side of the world, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has had ripple effects in various aspects of daily life in the United States. Though the war is but a month old, farmers are already concerned about how it will affect the growing of their crops, particularly when it comes to fertilizer. To associate some big issue as simply being because of a war in most cases is a stretch, but not with fertilizer, according to New York Farm Bureau member Jim Bittner, who was interviewed by the Lockport Journal. Fertilizer is probably the biggest thing where you can say what's going on with Russia and Ukraine is really causing a lot of trouble. We're just going to have to grin and bear it. We're going to have to pay the higher price, and hopefully we'll get a better price for our fruit in the fall. From herding and guarding to providing emotional support or acting as an extra pair of hands or paws, a good farm dog can take on many roles. Farm Bureau, with support from Purina, is once again looking for the best farm dog in the country through the Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest. Applications remain open until July 1st. Learn more and apply at fb.org/farmdog. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented on Wednesday on the final Phase 1 revisions to the National Environmental Policy Act. He said AFBF is disappointed that the Biden administration has decided to reverse common-sense reforms to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Farmers and ranchers share the goal of caring for the natural resources they've been entrusted with, and we're pleased that the updated 2020 regulations allowed them to protect the environment while meeting the demands of a growing nation. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.